Another secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says the seizure of a British flag tanker in the Strait of Hormuz was completely lawful. Ali Shamkhani told visiting Omani Foreign Minister Yusuf bin Alawi move was meant to preserve maritime security, adding that Britain's move to detain a tanker carrying Iranian oil was illegal and an act of piracy. Bin Alawi, for his part, said that everyone must avoid measures which would add to instability and insecurity in the region. Earlier, the Omani foreign minister met with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, and they discussed the effects of U.S. sanctions on Iran, as well as security in the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz, and the Gulf of Oman. Joining us now out of London for more on the story is Mr. Riaz Kadim, director at Vrita Center for Strategic Studies. Hello, sir. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts on Ali Shamkhani's comments?
I think he's absolutely right in what he's saying. You know, first of all, the Strait of Hormuz, everybody knows, the whole world knows that the Strait of Hormuz actually belongs to Iran. And when you're seizing an Iranian super tanker in their own waters, you basically that's illegal in however you slice it or dice it, you know, and then to come and say that it was destined for Syria, for a port that doesn't even have the capacity to dock ships that are that size, starts to ask so many questions which are unanswered, and you know, the motive behind the seizure of this super tanker. And so, you know, in reality, I think he's correct in what he's saying, and you know, they should stop doing this, because maritime laws are for everybody, not only for the superpowers who think they can bully countries into submission. I think they apply to everybody, and I think the United Kingdom and the United States and Saudi Arabia and everybody else should abide by those laws.
So, Riaz, if you know, the Brits are actually, let's say, even correct in saying that this was on its way to Syria, why did it take a call from Washington for them to detain it? They could have done it. Anybody else in the European Union could have done it. If this ship was out of bounds or violating any kind of maritime law or any kind of trade laws, then why did it take a direct call from Washington to get the UK involved?
Well, because those guys are the ones that pull the strings, you know. They're the ones that pull the strings, and they wanted to show Iran that they have the power and they have frigates and ships over there. They can police that area. The thing is that they say it was bound for Syria. Now, if it was on its way to Syria, most definitely, and they seized it, that would have been a different question altogether. The problem is that, you know, Iran has the right to send its vessel out in the water, and you know, they can turn around and come back into Iran without doing anything. And who's going to tell them anything? What laws are they contravening? You know, that is the question. So by saying that it was bound for Syria and we actually did go and seize it, you know, it doesn't make any sense at all, unless this call came from Washington and they said, okay, go ahead and show them that we have the power to do this, and we're going to try to prove that. They did not foresee that Iran was going to seize two of their tankers and keep them at home and tell them, okay, you know what, two can play this game. You are in our territory, and then you try to bully us. Of course we're not going to take that.
But Riaz, if you remember, the day that it happened, Washington had told the British government that there were weapons on board bound for Syria, illegal cache of weapons, and when the British commandos raided the ship, they found none. So right away, one of the pretexts that they had was abolished. Why didn't they let the ship go?
Well, they're not going to let it go. They're not going to let it go because what has happened is number one, they want to tell Iran that, see, we're powerful and we can do this anytime we want. That was basically a statement of intent that they made, but they did not foresee that, you know, that statement of intent was going to be met with a harsher statement that says, you try me. You know, and now, when the whole thing is in the hot soup, how do you release the Iranian tanker without, you know, without, you know, you have to save your face in order to do that. And they have to find ways to do that. So somebody will come and, you know, somebody will come and negotiate and, you know, talk to both sides, and maybe that will happen that way. But in essence, really, Iran did show them that you play that game, two can play, and we can do it, and we can even do it better. So, you know, this thing about getting calls from Washington and going and seizing our cargo is not going to play. So now everything is at a standstill, and my thought is that they're going to release this ship, and as soon as that they do that, then Iran will reciprocate, because they do not want a war with Iran. They are far from it. That missile that Iran shot yesterday is an indication that, you know, immediately 5 minutes later, Pompeo goes, I'll be happy to go to Iran and talk to everybody over there. You know, since when has it been happy going to talk to Iran or talking about Iran? You know, that is an indication right there that they don't want this war, and nobody wants it. You know, so let's just play the game, keep calm, and basically abide by the maritime laws. You can't bully people.
Always appreciate getting your perspective here on the program out of London. Mr. Riaz Kadeem, Director at Veritas Center for Strategic Studies there. Join